Proclamation number 8470, dated the April 17th, 1963. Clarification about intercession. The real purpose of your earthly existence has been presented to you so often already, that it is just a matter of your relationship with me, which you once voluntarily severed because you did not want to acknowledge me. For you could not see me, and therefore you accepted the one whom you could see as your Lord and Creator, my first created spirit of light, Lucifer. During your present existence you need only pursue one goal, to restore the relationship with me and thereby acknowledge me as your God and Creator again, from whose love you once came forth. No other being can establish this relationship for you. It can only be done by you and requires your will, which is and will remain free, even if you delay your decision for the time being. You cannot avoid taking it if one day you are to reach the goal of becoming blessed, as you were in the beginning. And this final union can only be brought about by love, thus you have to be willing to live with love. Nevertheless, you will never be forced to do so. But due to the original sin your will is very weak and therefore needs strengthening. And this strengthening of will is the great blessing which the human being Jesus has acquired for you through his act of salvation. Consequently, if you are able to give yourselves to him and ask him to strengthen your will, you shall certainly arrive at your objective. However, your will can never be decisively influenced by the Kingdom of Light. Only your fellow human beings are able to render kind-hearted intercession for you, if you yourselves are too weak to walk the path to the cross. Then the love of a fellow human being can pray for you, and I will truly listen to such a prayer by giving strength to the person for whom it was requested by love. For love is strength. And if you consciously give it to a spiritually troubled human being it will affect him as strength, unless he then takes the path to the cross himself or acts with love himself and becomes enlightened. Loving intercession for other people is at all times an aid to save erring souls, which should not be underestimated. But it is a completely misguided idea to ask beings of light for intercession. Consider that these beings are utterly permeated by love which is, in fact, intended for all wretched beings. Consider that no being would be exempt from their willingness to help and that no unredeemed being could exist if the beings of light were not constrained by divine laws which they cannot infringe against. These beings, however, know about a person's last goal on earth. They know that the acknowledgement of their God and Creator can only take place in free will, and that this acknowledgement is the past test of will, which is the purpose of a person's life on earth. They know that the bond with me is to be re-established, which every being has to strive for and accomplish for himself in all freedom and without any coercion. Yet the light being's love is so profound that it would truly suffice to instantly transform every being, precisely because it is strength that never fails to have its desired effect. Thus this love has to be limited by me, i.e., even the beings of light have to be subject to laws which they, however, respect because they are completely merged with my will, and therefore also know what helps the human being to achieve the last goal, the union with me. However, the beings of light can use mental influence and motivate other people to intercede, and this certainly will not fail to have an effect. I want people to take the direct path to me and not try to reach the goal in a roundabout way which is unreachable that way. And you would understand that if you knew about the highly developed degree of love of all beings of light. If you approach these beings for intercession, what are they to request of me on your behalf? That I should act in opposition to my law of order and release people from the conditions which facilitate a return to me, a change of their nature. Anyone who genuinely appeals to the beings of light for help will also be led into the right way of thinking by them, and then he will do whatever corresponds to my will, since the beings of light are inspired by the same will as mine and therefore merely try to influence you accordingly. But then you will also reach your goal on earth with certainty, for they only ever endeavor to guide you to me, to remind you of Jesus' act of salvation. They will show you the path you are supposed to walk, but they cannot walk it for you. And now consider that a prayer to me already signifies the bond with me, which is the purpose and goal of earthly life, that you, if you pray to the beings of light for intercession, thus bypass a direct relationship with me. And what outcome do you expect from the intercession these beings should request of me? Time and again I tell you that you can certainly ask the beings of light for help if you have already proven your will to me, and they will help you, because they are only the administrators of my will and their inexperience their beatification. But they will never be able to establish your bond with me on your behalf through intercession, because they are always connected with me and will want you to also establish this bond with me voluntarily, since this is your true purpose of earthly life. As long as you still appeal to the beings of light for intercession, your thoughts are not yet guided by these beings of light, but my adversary attempts to influence you such that you will only lengthen the path to me, because he wants to prevent your final return to me. Intercession can only be made by people for each other or for still immature souls in the kingdom of the beyond. Then the requesting person's degree of love affects the person prayed for as strength, and because then I will, for the sake of unselfish love, give strength to those who need it and who are lovingly remembered by others. But the concept of intercession does not apply to the kingdom of light. The thoughts of people who rely on intercession are misguided and only prolongs their return to me, which is my adversary's sole intention through this misguided teaching. Amen.